In Colorado, gray wolves are on the ballot this fall. On Election Day, voters will decide whether to reintroduce the endangered species to the state. But at the same time, a wolf pack has made it to Colorado all on its own, which has complicated the ballot fight. Sam Brash from Colorado Public Radio explains.
To start this story, we really need to take a step back to last winter. That's when biologists confirmed six wolves were living in Colorado near the Wyoming border. Lone wolves had wandered into the state before, usually from the area around Yellowstone National Park. But this was the first pack since the 1930s or 40s. Rebecca Farrell is a spokesperson with Colorado State Wildlife Agency.
We know, based on the scat samples, DNA that were taken this winter, that we have sibling relationships. And so what that tells us is that there's a breeding pair that has put forth, you know, these siblings, at least at some point in the past few years.
And if mom and dad are, in fact, still breeding, they'll probably do it again here in Colorado.
They mate for life, really. They have long-term relationships.
All of which raises a big question about the upcoming ballot initiative. It would direct the state to put paws on the ground by the end of 2023. But the campaign against reintroduction sees hope in the recently arrived pack. Sean Martini is with Rethink Wolves, the main opposition group.
If it happens naturally, you know, it's something we have to live with. But why try and force nature's hand through an initiative process? That seems silly.
Recently, Colorado biologists have been doing something pretty strange to try to find evidence of wolf breeding. They step out of their trucks, face different directions, and howl, listening for a response sort of like this. That's a group of howling wolf pups. If biologists hear those sounds, they can theoretically find dens and maybe confirm wolves are breeding. Biologists think they've heard puppy howls a few times, but they haven't confirmed a litter. Right now, the only evidence is one sighting of one puppy back in June. Again, spokesperson Rebecca Farrell.
Despite our continuing monitoring efforts in that area, we don't have any photographic evidence or scat to provide additional confirmation at this time.
The evidence isn't just thin. Kevin Crooks is an ecologist at Colorado State University, and he says even if there are puppies, there's no guarantee wolves will stick around.
Just having a small number of animals, six or seven, would not have a high probability of persistence over the long term.
Biologists refer to this as viability. A population can only survive if there are enough individuals spread out over a big enough area to persist over the long term. By that definition, Crook says Colorado's small wolf population remains at risk.
It is true that if wolves were reintroduced, that would increase the probability that wolves would fully recover to form a self-sustaining population.
Meanwhile, there are new concerns about Colorado's pioneer pack. Mike Phillips is a biologist who helped lead wolf restoration in Yellowstone. He's now backing the ballot plan in Colorado. And last month, he received a short, anonymous letter.
That read simply, at least three wolves have been shot from the pack in Colorado. Multiple agencies know, and I thought you should know as well.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife later confirmed the claims. According to the agency, a hunter told them about killing wolves just across the border, in Wyoming. There's a good chance those animals came from the pack seen in Colorado. And if you're wondering if that's legal, the answer is basically, yeah.
Maybe not right, but legal because the state has decided across nearly 88% of the Wyoming, the gray wolf is treated as a predatory species. It can be killed in any numbers at any time, day or night, any time of the year, and left in the field.
But wolves are still protected under the Endangered Species Act in Colorado. Philip says that legal geography is why it's so unlikely wolves will recolonize the state on their own.
It's not complicated, pal. If Coloradans aspire to have gray wolves as part of the state's future to help restore the balance, they need to reintroduce those wolves.
And that decision doesn't rest with scientists or wildlife officials. It's squarely in the hands of Colorado voters. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash.